31 Bible quotes about giving gifts. The one who is gracious to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed. One person is generous and yet grows more wealthy, but another withholds more than he should and comes to poverty. A generous person will be enriched, and the one who provides water for others will himself be satisfied. Bring the entire tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my temple. Test me in this matter, says the Lord, who rules over all, to see if I will not open for you the window of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until there is no room for it all. Send your grain overseas, for after many days you will get a return. Divide your merchandise among 7 or even 8 investments, for you do not know what calamity may happen on earth. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap, for the measure you use will be the measure you receive. He generously gives to the needy. His integrity endures. He will be vindicated and honored. A person's gift makes room for him and leads him before important people. And the king will answer them, I tell you the truth, just as you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. For I do not say this so there would be relief for others and suffering for you, but as a matter of equality, at the present time, your abundance will meet their needs so that one day their abundance may also meet your need, and thus there may be equality. As it is written, the one who gathered much did not have much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. So we must not grow weary in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not give up. So then whenever we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of faith. You will be enriched in every way so that you may be generous on every occasion, which is producing through us thanksgiving to God, because the service of this ministry is not only providing for the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing with many thanks to God. Now God, who provides seed for the sower, and bread for food, will provide and multiply your supply of seed and will cause the harvest of your righteousness to grow. My point is this: the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the person who sows generously will also reap generously. Each one of you should give just as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that because you have enough of everything, in every way, at all times, you will overflow in every good work, just as it is written. He has scattered widely. He has given to the poor, His righteousness remains forever. Now we make known to you, brothers and sisters, the grace of God given to the churches of Macedonia, that during a severe ordeal of suffering, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in the wealth of their generosity. For I testify, they gave according to their means and beyond their means. They did this so voluntarily, begging us with great earnestness for the blessing and fellowship of helping the saints. And they did this not just as we had hoped, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and to us by the will of God. Thus we urge Titus that, just as he had previously begun this work, so also he should complete this act of kindness for you. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and in the eagerness and the love for us that is in, you make sure that you excel in this act of kindness too. For if the eagerness is present, the gift itself is acceptable according to whatever one has, not according to what he does not have. Do not judge so that you will not be judged, for by the standard you judge, you will be judged, and the measure you use will be the measure you receive. Through the evidence of this service, they will glorify God because of your obedience to your confession in the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your sharing with them and with everyone. And in their prayers on your behalf, they long for you because of the extraordinary grace God has shown to you.
Thanks be to God
for this indescribable gift. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Pursue hospitality. Do not withhold good from those who need it. When you have the ability to help, do not say to your neighbor, "Go, return tomorrow, and I will give it," when you have it with you at that time. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not stop working until the evening, for you do not know which activity will succeed, whether this one or that one, or whether both will prosper equally. If the clouds are full of rain, they will empty themselves on the earth, and whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, the tree will lie wherever it falls. He who watches the wind will not sow, and he who observes the clouds will not reap. Because you know that each person, whether slave or free, if he does something good, this will be rewarded by the Lord. By all things, I have shown you that by working in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, I tell you the truth, he will never lose his reward. Those who shed tears as they plant will shout for joy when they reap the harvest. The one who weeps as he walks along carrying his bag of seed will certainly come in with a shout of joy carrying his sheaves of grain. And we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If the gift is prophecy, the individual must use it in proportion to his faith. If it is service, he must serve. If it is teaching, he must teach. If it is exhortation, he must exhort. If it is contributing, he must do so with sincerity. If it is leadership, he must do so with diligence. If it is showing mercy, he must do it with cheerfulness. The one who steals must steal no longer. Rather, he must labor, doing good with his own hand, so that he may have something to share with the one who has need. If we show spiritual blessing among you, is it too much to reap material things from you? If others receive this right from you, are we not more deserving? But we have not made use of this right. Instead, we endure everything so that we may not be a hindrance to the gospel of Christ. But all the evil and worthlessness men among those who had gone with David said, since they didn't go with us, we won't give them any of the loot we retrieved. They may take only their wives and children. Let them lead away and be gone. But David said, no, you shouldn't do this, my brothers. Look at what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and has delivered into our hands the raiding party that came against us. Who will listen to you in this matter? The portion of the one who went down into the battle will be the same as the portion of the one who remained with the equipment. Let their portion be the same. From that time onward, it was a binding ordinance for Israel, right up to the present time.